Welcome to this podcast about Vaikota Bay and Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Vaikota Bay is a deglaciated fjord extending southeast for 18 miles from Shelikof Strait on the northwestern coast of Kodiak Island, with the southern shore in the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, about 134 miles southwest of Homer and 26 miles west-northwest of Kodiak, Alaska. The name derives from the Russian Mys Vaikota, meaning Outlet Cape, given by Mikhail Murashev in 1839-1840 for the eastern entrance point to the bay. Murashev, a sub-lieutenant in the Imperial Russian Navy, sailed with Captain Mikhail D. Tebenkov on the Russian-American Company ship Elena from 1835 to 1850. The outer 9 miles of the southwestern shoreline is formed by Euganek Island, the remaining shoreline by Kodiak Island. The watershed's geology represents mostly the Kodiak Formation, except for the northern tip of Euganek Island, which comprises the Uyak Formation. The Kodiak Formation is part of a large accretionary complex in the Gulf of Alaska called the Chugach Prince William Composite Terrain, comprising sandstone and shale with belts of slate and graywacke that developed from turbidites in a deep oceanic trench. The eruption of Mount Katmai in 1912 covered the watershed with several feet of volcanic ash and pumice, which rapidly eroded. Streams transported the sediment to the head of the bay, depositing it and creating shoals and tidal flats. Vaikota Bay, particularly the shoreline of Euganek Island, was important to prehistoric humans. Horseshoe Bay, an archaeological site on Cape Euganek, has been inhabited for at least 4,100 years. Artifacts from Ocean Bay people record the oldest habitation, followed by early Kachemak people from 3,800 to 3,300 years ago, and early Koniag people from 800 to 700 years ago. Cape Euganek and the hills above Horseshoe Bay comprise rocks of the Uyak Formation, a source of red chert and greenstone used by prehistoric craftsmen. In addition, graywacke beach cobbles are locally abundant, as are slate outcrops in adjacent areas of Vaikota Bay. These stones were used extensively by site residents for making sharp-edged cutting tools, such as hand axes and projectile points. Studies of faunal remains at Horseshoe Bay suggest mass harvesting of mostly pelagic fish, such as Pacific cod. Smoking, drying, and storing fish was the primary subsistence base for the early Kachemak people. In historical times, the industrialization of salmon fishing and canning followed the Alaska Purchase. Before 1950, almost all salmon were caught with pile traps. At least 4 traps were situated in Vaikota Bay on the shoreline of Euganek Island, including one at Horseshoe Bay. The southern shore of Vaikota Bay lies within the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge. The northern shore is part of the Kuprianov Peninsula, with mixed land ownership, including the state of Alaska, Afognak Native Corporation, and private inholdings. The Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge covers 1.9 million acres and includes the southwestern two-thirds of Kodiak Island, Euganek Island, the Red Peaks area of Afognak Island, and all of Ban Island. The refuge contains 7 major rivers and about 100 streams with spawning habitat for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, as well as steelhead and Dolly Varden. The refuge has only 6 native mammal species, including an estimated 2,300 Kodiak brown bears. Others are the red fox, river otter, ermine, little brown bat, and tundra vole. Non-native mammals: Sitka black-tailed deer, mountain goat, Roosevelt elk, caribou, marten, red squirrel, snowshoe hare, and beaver were introduced to the archipelago between the 1920s and 1950s and are now hunted and trapped. The refuge maintains 8 public-use cabins, including 1 in Vaikota Bay, each available by reservation. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.